with the 18th pick in the NFL draft.
Brock Heward's Draft Profile. The names worth watching for the Seahawks' first-round pick. Every morning at 8:30 leading up to the draft.
The Seattle Seahawks select
Vita Vea, defensive tackle, the University of Washington. And I'll answer it right away. Not 8 minutes from now, after I give you analysis, Salk, I'm taking Vita Vea at 18. I'm taking him. I think he's a cornerstone kind of guy. I think he plays in this league a long time. I think his talents are just incredibly unique. And there's really three things that jump out to me. Unlike many of these prospects, Harold Landry, guys that you've not seen play, you know, different prospects from all over the country. I think anybody really listening right now that enjoys, you know, this segment, some of the draft analysis, you know Vita Vea inside and out. You've watched him. You've watched him grow and develop. And develop from a high school running back, D lineman, kind of quasi-weird, unbelievable athlete football player into one of the most dominant forces in all of college football. He's a Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. There was great debate with, obviously, what Mataafa did at Washington State. But he was the Morris Trophy Award winner, and there was no debate about that. Because you ask any offensive lineman in this league, they did not want to block that guy. In fact, two guys didn't want to block him. In fact, in the Apple Cup, I think one of the endearing images for any Husky fan are two Cougars trying to block the bull that is Vita Vea. And he's pushing the pocket back right into the lap of Luke Falk, who would never, ever get settled in those Apple Cups, and Vita, a big reason why. How is he able to do that? Well, it helps when you're nearly 6'5 and 347 pounds. It helps when you bench press 225 pounds 41 times at the combine with ease. It helps when they put that GPS unit on them, which the Huskies do. It's called the catapult system that measures velocity and speed and workload, and he runs over 20 miles an hour at 340 plus pounds. It helps you dominate all of those things. It's why Todd McShay has Vita Vea, like I do, a top 10 talent.
I would say top 10. You know, when you look at it, there's a good chance that we see four quarterbacks go in the top 10, whether it's to four of the top six teams picking or if there's a team that trades up. But then you start to look at it, I think, between the Bucks, the Bears, the Niners, the Raiders, all of those teams in that area. Then you get to the Bengals at 12. I think somewhere in that range. It would be hard for me to imagine that he gets out of the top 15.
Mike Mayock, I believe this was with us earlier in the evaluation as well. You know, if you're going to be a top 10 pick in this league, you're going to be a quarterback, you're going to be a pass rusher, you're going to do something unbelievably elite like Bradley Chubb and Saquon Barkley can do. But if you're going to be a 347-pounder, you've also got to have the ability to get to the passer. That was Mike Mayock's question, I think, throughout this evaluation is, does he have enough game and versatility to get home? Here was Mayock.
Today's NFL, it's not just being about being a run stuffer as a defensive tackle. It's about can you pressure the quarterback, and his value will be determined by what the league thinks he can do as far as third down and sub packages. And there's a lot of excitement about watching him at the combine and getting to know this kid.
And it's continued. He traveled all over the country. His agent's a friend of mine, a guy that I know very well here in the market. And Vita Vea has been beloved. Everywhere he has gone, it is that charisma, it is that charm, the ability to communicate. We're going to chat with Vea next week before he heads to Dallas for the draft. And you're going to feel it through the airwaves as well. It's overwhelming. It's why when he came back to school for his junior year, he was, you know, the biggest recruit for Chris Peterson. But this is also, I'm going to give you three last points on Vea. And again, why I take him at 18. And Coach Peterson spoke to this. This was before he came back for last season. And I think it still stands true today. There's more in Chris in Vita Vea's game. Here's his college head coach.
He still has so much unrealized potential that this guy can do some unbelievable things on the football field, and his best days are in front of him. And his stock, as high as it was, can change significantly if he can take the next step, in which we all believe he can. And now he's talking about game-changing money and those type of things. And so, you know, I was really proud of him because I thought he made a great decision.
And that decision was to come back to school last year and become the Defensive Conference Player of the Year and the Morris Trophy Award winner, and I think going to be a top 12 pick. So that's number one, unrealized potential. Number two, in this system, he understands ball, Mike. This is not one of those systems that just lines up in a 4-3 and you play the spread every week. In the Pac-12, you're going to play power football against Stanford. You are going to play the spread. You've played Alabama. You played the very best. You played Penn State. You know, in at every single turn, the game has never been too big for him at all. He understands ball. And then lastly, and this is why you get drafted in the top 12, you just have a size, speed, and versatility component that's truly unique. And that's what I want to see in Seattle. I want to see him be a five technique in early downs like Red Bryant and absolutely be immovable force against the right tackle and a tight end, which he could be. And then I want to see him have the ability to play the one and the three, which he can do, and split double teams and put those guards and centers right into the lap of the quarterback. He can do all of those things, and that's why I think he's a top 10 to 12 pick. And if he is sitting on that board for somehow, in some way, in some reason at number 18 for the first time in 2 weeks here of going through these prospects, yes, I do draft Vita Vea.
All right, that's today's draft prospect for Brock. Let me give you two potential comps. Tell me if you like either of these. One, I think I've probably heard before. How about Haloti Ngata?
Yes.
Is there a lot of Haloti Ngata in him?
Yeah, there is. And I remember very vividly, we were sitting in a production meeting, and Jim Zeroli, my college football producer, said to Bilotti, who's the best player you've ever had? Mike Bilotti. And Mike Bilotti had some good ones for decades at the University of Oregon. A lot of them that played a long time in the NFL. And there was zero hesitation. I mean, zero. By the time the question was out from Jimmy Z, Bilotti said, Haloti Ngata. Haloti Ngata. He is just so physically overwhelming. And yeah, I think that's a pretty decent comp.
The other name that came to through a texter, but I think it's an interesting comp, is Cortez.
Another 50 pounds and even faster. Cortez had, you know, what was so unique about Cortez, and I know Wyman loves to tell his stories. I was with Cortez at the very end. Dave had him in the prime of his career. I was with Cortez at the very end of his career, but you could still see Cortez had this weird thing going where it's Warren Sapp, really, is Cortez, where they had these running back legs. I mean, literally, his legs looked like C.J. Procise. He had running back legs, and then he had just this enormous, massive, heavy upper body.
Crazy.
And Vita's got enormous legs and an enormous upper body, but it just all moves.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen him in person yet, Vita? If you see him and you stand next to him, he reminds me of Walter Jones, where 347 pounds, you're still somehow, some way, totally proportional. Like, you're totally proportional. Like, the shoulders and the traps and just everything fits the way. It's like a 220-pound guy that just somehow has another 140 pounds on him. And that usually doesn't happen, right? As you watch these D linemen, or, you know, the kid out, Daron Payne is a good example. He's the same way. He's one of the other top D tackles in this draft. He may be there at 18.
Is he going to be on your list of guys to look at before the draft?
He's just got a few days left. He may be, but he
should be.
But you know what he is? But honestly, he's 295.
Yeah.
And that's, and you do find 295 guys like that. You should not ever find 345 pound guys.
As much as I would love for him to be, it just seems hard to imagine that Vita Vea is going to be available at number 18. If he is, I would certainly hope that John Schneider pulls the trigger and brings him in here. I think that would be a huge, huge win for them. And look, it's always going to be a position of need for this group.